We are doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 29th chapter. We'll read it with the tune as usual. Iyov gave a very long speech explaining why he believes that people should be good people, in spite of the fact that good people suffer in this world. Nonetheless, he says, I believe people should be good. I haven't sinned, Iyov said. I haven't encouraged anyone to be sinful. And Iyov continues. He sees that his friends are silent. They aren't saying anything. So Iyov has more to say. And Iyov raises his voice and says, he's going to say a long mashal, an allegory. Vayosef Iyov se'et mishalo vayomar. Iyov continues with his allegory and says, Mi yitineni cheyal chekedem. I wish. Mi yiten is a way in Hebrew of saying, if only someone would give it to be such. If someone would give me, in other words, if only I could, Mi yitineni cheyal chekedem. If only I could turn the clock backwards to the months that once were. Yalchei Kedem. Yerach is a month. Yareach, the moon, is a reference to the month. Yalchei Kedem are the months that once were. Kimei Eloa Yishmereini. If I could only go back to those days where God was watching me. Behilo Neiro. Alei Roshi. When his lamp was shining on my head, Leoro Eilech Choshech. And in those times, I would walk in God's light even when everyone else had darkness. I also had a golden era. I remember the days when God shone His light on me, and then, regardless what happens, things went well. I wish I could be back there. Kasher Hayiti. Just as I was in my youth, if only I could be back there. I wish I could be back in the time where people would always come to my tent to hear the secrets of God. I'd know what God wanted of the world as well, and people would come to me to take counsel. I wish I could be back there. Sod Eloka, the secret of God, he doesn't mean God spoke to him. He means people would come and ask him philosophical questions. They'd ask him how they should lead their lives. And he, so to speak, had the secret of God. He understood, or at least he thought he understood, or at least people thought he understood. What was the secret? What was the way God wanted people to live? He was some kind of Dalai Lama. I'm saying people came to him and asked him for advice. Besod Eloah. He had the secret of God, so to speak. Ah, you're right. Paro asked him for advice, right. Be'od Shaddai Imadi. At that time when God was still with me, Sivivotai Ne'arai. And all around me I had youth who were eager to serve me. Birchotz halichai bechemar. Vitzu yatzuk imadi palgei shamen. Chema over here, the commentaries say, is like chema, butter. That Iyov was saying, birchotz halichai, at the time where they'd wash my feet, the place where I'd walk, they bathe them in butter. He means to say, I had so much that the butter was just spilling over, and butter in their days was made from the fats that rose on top of the milk. So he's saying, I had so much wealth, it was as though the fats were dripping over my vessels onto the floor. Bilchot alichai, the place where I'd walk was washed bichema with butter, because the butter was dripping all over the floors of my house. I was so wealthy. Vitzu, the rock that was with me, Vitzu Yatsuk Imadi, the rock that was with me seemed to be a powerful rock, Palge Shamin, that would just give loads of oil. And again, he means to say, I had a great abundance of wealth. I had, so to speak, a rock that just spilled forward with oil. I guess they used rocks to press the oil. So however this means, this is a reference to the idea that he had it all. Tzu Yatsuk, the rock that poured imadi with me, palge shamin, like mounds of oil. Bitzeiti sha'ar alei kaharet. Bitzeiti, when I'd go out, sha'ar, to the gates, alei karet. Karet is like kirya, by the city. When I'd go out to the gates of the city, and the gates of the city was where the elders would sit, because every morning everyone would go out the gates, and every afternoon everyone would come back through the gates. There was no other way to enter the city. So if someone had a court case, they could always find the elders sitting by the gates, and that way whoever they had a claim against would have to pass through those gates. And that was a way of having justice. You'd call him over as he was leaving for work or coming back from work. So Eov says, when I would go out to the gates of the city, the place where the elders sat, Balchov Achin Moshavi, when I prepared my place where I sat out in the streets, Ra'uni Neharim Venechmao, when the lads would see me, they'd hide out of respect, out of awe. Vishishim kamu amadu, and the elders, they too would stand before me. They all had such respect. No one felt they could even sit next to me. They had such respect. Sarim atziru v'milim. Even the nobles would be silent when I'd walk in. They'd be mid-sentence. If I walked in, they'd all be quiet. V'chaf yasimu lefihim. They'd place their hand over their mouths. They'd be quiet when I walked in. Everyone respected me. Back then when God shone His light on me. Kol negidim nechma'u. The voice of the leaders, even the officers, it was as though they lost their voice. When I'd walk in, they'd all be silent. Ulshonam lechikam daveika. And their tongues stuck to their palate. They'd be silent. To their palate or their cheek. Ki ozen shame'a vate'ashereini. All of this because I led a straight life. The ear that heard how fair I was, anyone that heard what I did, ki ozen shamea, any ear that heard what I did, vate'ashereini, they praised me. Anyone that knew of my reputation, knew the life I led, they'd all praise me. That's why they respected me like that. Ve'ayin rata, and any eye that saw the way I led my life, Vateideini, would be willing to testify that I was righteous. Once upon a time, people spoke nicely about me because I am a nice person. I did wonderful things. Ki amaleit ani meshaveya, I would save the poor who were wailing. Veyatom velo zerlo, I'd help the orphan that had no one to help him. Birkat oved alai tavo, the blessing of someone who thought he had no hope, he would end up blessing me because I'd help him. Birkat Oved, the blessing of he who thought he was lost, Alay Tavo, would come to me, he'd bless me because I was the one that helped him when he thought he had no hope. Velev Almana, Aonin, and I'd make the heart of the widows rejoice. I'd do kindness with everyone who needed it. Sedek Lavashti Vayil Basheini, I wore righteousness. It was as though that was my garment. Kame'il v'tzanif mishpati. And my justice was like the coat that one wears. V'tzanif is like the turban that one wears. The things that one wears, the coat and the turban, those are things that everyone sees. You have a dirty shirt, you could wear a sweater. You have a dirty sweater, you could wear a coat. You have a dirty coat, what you going to do? So the coat and the turban are things that people always kept clean. So Eov says, my justice was like the coat and the turban. It was clean. I was always fair. Einayim hayiti la'iver. I was the eyes for the blind. If someone was blind, he couldn't make his way around, I'd help him out. Ve'raglayim la'piseyach. Ani. And I'd be the feet for those who were crippled. I'd help them out. If they couldn't get something, I'd get it for them. Avanochi la'evyonim. I was like a father to the poor. I'd help them from anyone that tried cheating them. V'riv lo yadati ech kereihu. And when I couldn't figure out who was telling the truth in a quarrel, I'd do research. V'ashabera mita le'ot aval. And I broke the teeth of those who were unfair. U'mishinav ashlich taref. And I'd throw out his prey from his teeth. If I found someone who was unfair and he tried to devour someone else, I'd break his teeth and release his prey. Va'omar imkini hegvah. And because I was so honest, I thought that when I die, I will die with my nest. I thought that my home won't be destroyed. Even though I knew I would die, I figured that because I was so fair and righteous, so my nest, my home, will last till the day I die. V'chachol arbe yamim. And I thought I would have longevity like the sand of the sea. I thought, just like you guys think, that if I lead a pious life, things will go well for me. Shoshifatuach elemayim. I was certain that my roots would be open to the waters, meaning I'd always have sustenance from God. Vital yalin biktziri, and the dew would come rest by my harvest. I thought I would have continued financial success. Kivodi chadashi madi. I thought that the honor I had would be rejuvenated, would be consistently renewed. Vekashti viyadi tachalif. And I thought that my strength, the strength of my hand, would constantly exchange my honor, so to speak. I'd have renewed strength, and people would have renewed respect for my honest ways. Vikashti is literally, it means my bow. Over here it's a reference to the strength of the arm, the strength of the hand, the strength to do things that are right. I thought kashti, the strength of my hand, biyadi tachlif, that would cause that they would exchange and give renewed honor for the fact that I was using my strength justly. Okay, I guess we'll pause here till next time. Eov says, I wish I could be back in those days when I know everything was going good. God shone His light on me. And in those days, everyone respected me, and rightfully so, because I was fair, and I was kind, and I was just. And I believed that because I was so just and fair and kind, that I would last a long time and things would work out well for me. I also believed that. And we'll pick up here next time where Eov continues describing what life was like back then.